But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininia. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Like to talk a little football. How about we play a little match game? It was fun yesterday, David. Let's do it again today.
So yesterday we did the coaching edition of the match game. I want to do the quarterback edition today. So I don't want to say, don't say they're going to be in a trash can. I want an actual answer on where these quarterbacks should go.
So no smart ass.
No.
Okay.
There's projections here. You can let me know if you agree with them. Let's start with Sam Darnold, the ginger.
Trash can.
The projection here is the Vikings on a three-year, $114 million deal.
Okay. If that happens, Lions fans should throw a secondary parade post-Super Bowl. Three at 114 for that stiff?
Yes.
And then what do they do? Trade JJ?
Doesn't say that. It just says
you'd have to. You took him 10.
You would think so, yeah.
For me, Darnold, I'll give you a sleeper.
Okay.
Something interesting. What about Tennessee? It would allow them to allocate the draft pick a different way or trade down to a quarterback-hungry team. You put Darnold in. The offensive line is there. They have the running game. You can
draft
then
a top wide receiver.
You can build the. You can build everything out a little better.
I like that. I would say Minnesota, not on that deal. I think Minnesota on a franchise tag or another 1 year deal. Where look, don't come in here. You made $10 million this year. How about we give you a 1 year, like $15 to $20 million deal, and that's it.
Next two quarterbacks, I'm going to group them together because they're both the Steelers quarterbacks. One's re-signing. One is moving on. Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Russell Wilson, it says, re-signs 2 years, $50 million.
Agreed.
Justin Fields signs a one-year deal, $11 million deal with the Raiders.
I could see Fields as a Giant. Not that I want it. I could see it. I think that's the way it should play out. Russell Wilson had a very nice rebirth, David. I think you have to get Pickens out of there.
Okay, but here's the thing. I look at his ending was the same way as Darnold, where, dude, what are you doing? How are you?
Yeah, the difference is he doesn't have Addison. And his
hair's not red.
And Jefferson and Hockenson. And look, when your number one receiver spaces out, openly quits, then goes in a press conference and is like, I have no faith in this offense. I hate Russ, but I got to run to his defense here. Darnold was different. That whole thing was built out for him.
Yeah.
And he has red hair.
I do see that, David. I like the Raiders. Also for Fields, I don't know what the contract situation is out in Seattle, but maybe out to go to the Seahawks.
Well, let's segue to that because Geno Smith is the next quarterback on this list.
Garbage can.
The projection is that he remains with the Seahawks, but there's a note here dealing him would instantly save them $25 million.
See, I think that Seattle is tired of him, and I think that they're ready to move on, and that's where, Mike, maybe your Titans play in. If you can somehow work something out, ship him out, bring in Fields there. I can see that scenario.
I'll tell you who can go to Seattle, and I think it actually would work. JJ. If the Vikings keep Darnold, they trade JJ to Seattle. That could work.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I just feel like that it's not tenable if they keep Darnold and JJ stays there. Hell, yeah. If they keep Darnold, maybe JJ's a Giant. I don't know.
Now, let's get to the possible cut candidates. Quarterbacks that will get cut and where they land next.
Geno Smith.
Let's start with Kirk Cousins.
Cleveland. I've been saying that all fall.
Projection is Cleveland. 1 year, $2 million.
And Deshaun Watson just died. Storyline. Did you read that? How there are pictures of him not wearing his walking boot?
Yes. He was out there doing whatever he wanted.
And you are under a medical mandate. And if you didn't follow the team advice, Cleveland might be able to get their money.
See, I wonder if both parties are just actively trying to just divorce himself from this deal. Oh, I didn't have on my boot? Okay, I'm just ready to go.
To give up $200 million guaranteed? He ain't trying to do nothing. That guy turned into a Lego piece.
I know, but I think he's tired of being the butt of jokes, where basically, yes, you're getting that much money.
The butt of jokes.
But you're stealing money.
Hey, David, can I make you a joke for $200 million?
Next on the list.
But it's not like he's broke. But no, I think Cleveland tries to draft a quarterback. I think they try to go that way instead.
Probably they can still do that.
Yeah.
It could be, again, Kirk Cousins with a rookie behind him.
And see, if I'm Cousins, I probably don't go there. I see with the Giants.
Next on the list.
Oh, God, no.
Aaron Rodgers. Projection signs with the Titans on a 1 year, $25 million deal. The Titans.
I'll stay out of it. You know my thoughts on him. I'll leave this to Rico.
I mean, at that point, just go ahead and cue Boys to Man. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Aaron, retire. Just no. Because now you're Jerry Rice as a Seahawk.
Correct.
You're Emmitt Smith as a Cardinal.
Correct.
Just
what are the go do the cornrows start in the back of your head?
I'm just saying.
Jerry with the Seahawks. That hairline was worse than Stephen A. Smith.
Right, but certain players, it's like, okay, enough already. Leave. I don't want to see you with everybody.
So before I get to the draft picks, the prospects that will be in the draft, there's some wild cards in this. I want to know what you think about them. Matthew Stafford?
See, that one fascinates me because you've heard the whispers about, well, would he want to make a move, chase a ring? Could the Rams use him to – look, they've done a really good job rebuilding, especially with that young defense. That is one where you, if the player goes and goes, hey, it's time, I wouldn't dismiss that, David.
See, I think a lot – if they win it all
– that's different.
Then I think he walks away. But if not, yeah, I mean – where would he go?
That's not what I was asked. No. David said, do you believe he's a wild card to move?
Yes, go, correct.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay, hypothetically speaking, Mike, would you take him if they, as a Giant?
No, we're nowhere near ready to win. Okay. And he's 37. That would be like him ending his career the way he started it on an 0-16. No, absolutely not.
The next wild card would be, same division, Kyler Murray.
No, I'm fully dismissing that. Really good job by him. He's matured. He's grown up. They had a good year. I don't think they failed because of him. No. I think they got to fix that defense.
No, that and the fact that I think it took him and Harrison too long to realize they were teammates and it's okay to throw them the ball. Seriously, David, it was almost like he didn't know who he was. And it was like Harrison wasn't. He's the anti-diva wide receiver, so he was just keeping his mouth shut. And it's like, oh, I can throw you the ball. You're that rookie. Yes, that's me. So, yeah, I think next year they'll be better. Because remember, they were good, and they were leading the division until probably, like, what, week 13 or so.
And then final wild card before we get to the prospects. Same division. This division has all their quarterbacks in it. Brock Purdy.
I think they're going to end up signing him. It depends on the number. But I think whatever number comes out, they're going to end up paying. And just they may have to release a lot of other people to make that number happen. And they're hoping that he doesn't join that 55-plus club. But, yeah, they're going to re-sign him.
So let's get to the prospects here in this. And let's start with Cam Ward. The projection for him is drafted in the first round by the Jets.
Yeah, look, here's where we start the process, right? What is this, January 15th?
Yes.
I'm not convinced these quarterbacks are going 1-2. And I'm also not convinced that Jalen Milroe, despite the ghastly performance against Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Michigan, isn't going to rise up these boards once people get a look at him at the combine.
It's funny because I'm looking at a mock draft right now, and Milroe selected number two.
Just feels that way. I don't know. But, David, I won't dismiss anything with these because, again, we all like, I'm guilty of it. Oh, my team needs a quarterback. We got to be up there to get a pick. What if they don't have a grade on these guys where it's like, wait a minute, we're going to take our number 30 overall prospect at number two? There is a sentiment that none of these guys are any good.
It reminds me of the Kenny Pickett draft. When Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback and the only quarterback selected, but at 20.
Everybody just said, good. No, looking at what Shedeur Sanders does, if Shedeur goes to a team with an offensive line, I think he can be dangerous. I think he could be that guy that we talk about the same way we talk about Jaden Daniels. Like, man, look, he just kind of hit the ground running. But if he doesn't have an O-line, forget about it.
Yeah, Shador's projected on here to go to the Giants. That's what they say on this one.
I'm not mad about
the quarterback
it.
Movement. And then the final two, let's go Jalen Milroe, drafted first round by the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think Milroe's going to be Anthony Richardson comp, as in draft high riser. Again, if you turn on the tape, the Saturday night in Death Valley, what he did to LSU, or you turn on some of the deep balls, he comes from a really good family. He's an impressive young kid. They change systems. You know, NFL teams are looking for a reason to take a guy. Hey, we can fix him.
Yeah. Well, see, I also like the fact that Anthony Richardson thing, because I remember pre-draft, he was like around 20th, and then he kept rising because we were laughing. And, Anthony Richardson, until he, what, four? It was like, wow, he really rose up the ranks. Yeah. So I can see Milroe have a good combine. Yeah, I can see that.
Final one on the list who declared today is Quinn Ewers, projected third round by the Saints.
I think that kid's gotten some terrible advice. And take his NIL offer, the alleged $6 million, cut it in half. Say it's $3 million. You are still going to make three times whoever's drafted in the second round salary is going to be. I don't know what Quinn Ewers is doing, Rico. I don't. And you can't say, well, I'm tired of school. Now they're professionals.
Right.
Quinn, I don't care if you take welding, underwater basket weaving, $3, $4 million. You got to stay in school. What did you see from Ewers where you'd go, hey, I want to take that kid in the top two rounds?
Nothing. But I think if you're Quinn Ewers, if I'm your agent, go someplace, be a backup behind somebody, learn. So there'll be no expectations, and then you can kind of take over in a few years. So that's what you're hoping for. Kind of what we see here with Hendon Hooker and the Lions. Drafted him, stash him, see what happens in a few years.
And that is your Match Game Quarterback Edition, 97.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Also, subscribe to our YouTube page if you'd be so kind. It's free. It can't be that big of a pain in the ass. So the next time you're sitting on the toilet, go ahead and drop a subscribe or a likey doodle or whatever on the YouTube page. Evan would really appreciate it. I want to just refresh what we're doing, and then I will. I'll get to it. I want a pathway. All right. How could this end up a blowout? And I think I've got one part of this where I could go, you know what? That could create a level of volatility bigger than anything else. Bigger than the fact you're just better than the Commanders. Bigger than the fact you have more talent or any metrics or well, this is the rush deep. Like something that will actually happen in the game that a couple of these moments I think could lead you to blowing their doors off. Okay. So I'll give that to you guys in a little bit. What we were asking about is Kenny had a shocking admission. He's watching the game alone. Saturday night, divisional round, your 10-point favorites. We figured Kenny for a bowl of popper dip and a bar stool, and he'd be out amongst his people in Metamora. And instead, he's going to be alone. He's too nervous. He wants personal space. Talked to a couple friends this morning. They generally are guys who would have a watch party. Nope. One guy sequestered from wife and kids. Basement viewing. Now, aside from some snide jokes about, wait, I thought this was going to be a 50-point win. What are you so nervous? You need to watch the game alone. We've arrived at something. People are taking this very seriously. And so far, it's been a bunch of people calling about, no, I'm watching home. I'm watching alone. I'm not going out. I'm not going to a party. The partiers might be the people at the game. So we're just rapping about it. Want to knock these calls out. I've got one college football note that Rico's going to have to bless. So he gets to play the role of David handing out some communion bread and holy water. And I want to know if I'm off base. So we'll do that, and then I'm going to give you this volatility index for the Commander game. Let's get to our people. We'll go to Mean Dean is back with us on the team.
Yeah, your mother. Yep. Yep. All right, you fat.
He's yelling out his car window.
He is.
Oh, my God. He lived up to his nickname. He's assaulting somebody.
I thought he was just joking at first. Like, yeah, your mother.
I don't know, but you know what? Kenny, check on him to make sure he's not in an actual road rage incident. We'll get back to Dean. I just check on him.
Oh, no.
He's actually yelling at someone.
That timing couldn't have been more perfect.
Well,
I'm glad you cut it when you did, you fat.
We'll go to Maurice and get back to Dean. Mo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
Hey, you're talking about what you're going to do for the playoffs. I'm watching by myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear anybody. There's only one person I will watch the game with, and that's my father. And he's not here. He unfortunately died 3 years ago. But if it was here, that would be the only person I would watch this game with.
Yep.
It was with him. We would have a ball doing that. But most importantly, at our church, we throw a Super Bowl party every year for the congregation. For some of us men, we think about canceling because we don't want to be with each other. We want to be by ourselves watching the football. I don't want to be having kids running around, all these women asking me questions about the football game. I don't care. I want to be by myself. So
no, Mo, you got to cancel. You got to cancel the church function. You cannot be at that event. Can't happen.
Well, the pastor wants to help out the whole congregation, so we have to convince him.
If the pastor wants to help out the whole congregation, he can personally buy pizzas for everybody. Ain't nobody trying to have a party for the Super Bowl. It's going to be too nerve-wracking. It's going to be too stressful, too emotional. Maurice, you need to be the church leader. You got to get everybody aligned on this.
Well, I'm going to have to transfer to David's church, so I won't have to worry about that.
Is Greater Life in the transfer portal?
It is in the transfer portal, but we also have a Super Bowl party. But if the Lions make it, I won't be there.
So. Yeah, no.
I have other plans with family.
Who's running the AV system?
It won't be me.
Hey, let me ask you, David, do you do some kind of like interviews when people want to join your church? Like, would Maurice have to fill out a questionnaire? How does that work?
No, you just show up, become a member. You're good with no interview. I'll check with you, though. I want to make sure your fandom's real.
David will vet you, Maurice.
Well, David, I'm the person who used to be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And I
You're not allowed.
Oh, man. Maurice.
I'm messing with you, Maurice. Thanks, man.
Gee whiz. But see, what he said about his dad is how I imagine so many older Lion fans. Like, that's the only way to watch if they make the NFC title game. This game this weekend, I thought, would have been just Party City.
Mm-mm. No, because you see Jaden Daniels. You know what? If it was the Minnesota Vikings again, if it was Green Bay again, I think it would be Party City. I think that everybody would have said, okay, we can have this big party because you would feel a lot better about going out there and beating a depleted Packer team Or let's face it, if you did, Sam Darnold wanted no parts of Detroit again.
I don't think Sam Darnold wants to play football.
But you see Jaden Daniels, and you know all the bravado kind of goes out the window when you're watching his highlights. Like,
oh, does it?
Okay. Well, for most people, you start seeing those highlights, and you're like, if Anzalone misses that tackle, Anzalone misses one tackle, and it could be a long day.
Okay, then. I'm going to go to Isaac. I know Kenny is still sorting things out on the phone lines. Let's go to Isaac, 97.1. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, guys. So, you know, normally I'd have people over at my house. Last year I had a lot of people over at my house for almost every single game that I didn't go to. And after the NFC Championship game, I was also in a group chat with a lot of people, all friends, and I had to leave that group chat after the NFC Championship game. You know, I heard a lot of opinions, a lot of things that I didn't really want to hear while we were just getting our butts kicked in the second half. So I had to cut them all off. Didn't have any people over my house this year at all. Stayed that way all the way up to the Sunday night game. I'm going to be going this Saturday and hopefully next weekend, but you know, if the Lions make the Super Bowl, I'm going to be by myself watching the game, or at least with my dad if he's not going. So I can't be.
Isaac, you've hit on something. That whole group text during a big game, they need to create an easier way to just log out of those deals. I want no part of that crap. You made the right move on that.
Yeah, I just left. I couldn't do it anymore. It's just it's something I really I don't want to hear people's opinions while I'm watching a game. I'm on the edge of my seat trying to watch my team win a football game.
I think you did. I think you did the right thing. I'm with you.
Or Mr. Funny Guy off of every play. Like, okay.
Yeah. No, Isaac, I just, it's like we all saw what we just saw. I don't need every one of you to tell me in real time. Like, I'm watching, I'm seeing.
And some people are at the game and they're texting and they're 30 seconds ahead of you and you get a text message. Oh, touchdown, Detroit, you know.
Oh, dear God. Yes. Isaac, just go in solitude, lock in, three games, go 3-0. That's it. I'm with you. Just settle in. Relax. Go 1-0 each week. No, dude, the group text thing is bad. Now, if it's a game that doesn't involve you or if it's a gambling group text, that is a completely different experience. But when it's your team, oh, my God, if people are ahead of the action ruining it, we're not friends no more. That's how that works.
Yeah, if it's my team and you're ahead of the action, yeah, you can go ahead and tell me what's going to happen.
Kenny, do we have security clearance or is Dean in the middle of a brawl?
Dean is back. Dean is okay now.
Was there a situation?
It seems as if he was verbally, telling somebody how they felt about them is the way he put it to me when
he
I
was
spoke
being
to
very
him.
Communicative.
Yes. All right,
we're in a safe space. We can go to Dean.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely like Dean, but I was worried there for a minute. Dean, welcome.
I thought it was part of an act until I'm like,
hey, how's it going?
Hey.
You said I was assaulting someone, and that has to do with touching. I didn't touch anyone. I didn't get out of the car. That's a felony.
Okay, good to know. Excellent. Now you're viewing. You got to be watching this with your sons, right? Like, you're with the kids.
Exactly. So I've been peopling way too much lately, so I'll be staying home with my two sons, just watching the game, sitting at home. I'll probably smoke some brisket or something for the game or pulled pork or something like that, something fun. But I got to stay home. It's just too many people ruin things, man. When it's in large groups, like, people aren't fun. Like, you always got someone that's there that doesn't care about the game, so they don't shut the hell up, and they're always trying to talk to you, and you just want to focus. Staying at home is just the way to go. And like you said, the Super Bowl is the one that you party at. Simply because, like, the Super Bowl isn't real. It's just entertainment in all ways. And that's where most people are doing all their gambling and everything. It's more fun that way. But you said something earlier. Sorry if I go back a little bit to what you said, Mike, about the way that you treat your teams.
Yeah.
Don't be soft like Detroit people. Hold that accountability in real life and in sports. If you don't do what I'm paying you to do,
that's right.
Then I have no reason to be with you.
No, you nailed it. I mean, Dean, that's my relationship right now with the New York Giants. I am livid. I mean, I want people launched to the moon. And it's like,
oh, dude,
it doesn't mean same deal. Guess what, Dean? Season was a complete failure. I don't care about
complete garbage. Useless.
Aaron Judge had a big year. Doesn't matter. What about Juan Soto?
Oh, cool, Mr. 1-for-17. Thanks for showing up. Never.
No, I'm with you. Well, that's a miserable way to be a fan. Well, good for you. I have one goal.
No, the miserable way to be a fan is constantly letting your team punch you in the nuts because they're inadequate and failures. That's a terrible fan.
I agree with you. Dean, I appreciate it.
I think fandom, it's like, it's tiered, and once you reach a certain tier, then yes, Mike. But you root for a lot of teams that it's championship or Yankees, Celtics. Like,
that's every team.
No, but there are certain like, if you are a Pistons fan right now, there's a tier. Like, you don't need to win a championship to say that the season's success.
You can have temporary moments where you're like, look, it would be an unmitigated success if the Pistons make the playoffs, build on this,
make
no
it to
question.
The second round. You know what? Great.
Outside of like that rare come up, everything is championship or bust. Like the fact that I've had to listen to soft ass opinions on this station of, well, you know, if the Lions fall short, it was still an incredible year.
No,
like hell.
No, last year you can say that.
Not this year.
You could. Right. And that's why I said it's a tiered system where, okay, there are times. Tigers last year. You know what? Great season. Not going to get angry. Didn't expect any of it. And it was a fun ride. But as your expectation gets higher, then it's like, okay, we've experienced this before. David, you know how – yeah, I'm not trying to – your Steelers. I'm sick of this. Win it all or tear it apart.
Oh, no. We got a Dean drop now? Amazing. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go with the other one.
Nope. No.
Well, you cut it off. You fat.
Dude, I had to do it for the station. With Dean, you never know. I gave the guy a pizza recommendation. He dropped F-bombs. And, I mean, I love the guy, but he's just, listen, he's a very intense individual. It's a great drop, David. I may need that on the board. I may need that. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people in the mix. We get a football today at 445. And I've got what I think is the biggest point of volatility for Lions Commanders, that if you want to be dopey and put on sunglasses and a sequin shirt and talk about blowouts, maybe I've got the way it happens.
Oh, will you put on the sequin shirts and sunglasses?
No, that's kids' work.
What will it take?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, it's beneath me.
Come on. You on a float? Come on.
No, absolutely.
The disco. All right.
Bills just scored again. All right, top of the hour. I got a source of volatility for this game that if you are leaning towards, all right, can we blow this team out? Can it be easy and stress-free? Can Kenny get to his beverages in a stress-free manner? Give it to you at 5. We'll continue some of your phone calls. I wanted to just bring this up for one segment. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
I want to know if I have a grievance as a former college football fan and as somebody who liked the old system. Do I have a leg to stand on? Because the team that is overwhelmingly favored to win it all didn't beat their rival, didn't win their conference, didn't even play for a conference championship. That Ohio State spent $32 million on coaches and players this offseason, which is grotesque, and poached the singular best player out there, which was Caleb Downs, went and got Quinshon Judkins, that they spent all the money, they didn't accomplish a damn thing in the regular season, they didn't even play in the Big Ten championship game, and yet they're going to win the national championship. Do I have a grievance with that? Because in the old system, it never would have flown. That, like, if you had to do something to qualify, yet here we are. And no, I don't have any animus towards OSU other than the fact that they can't beat Michigan. Like, I don't, this isn't Michigan fan mocking Buckeyes. I don't hate Ohio State.
Right.
I don't care about them.
Right.
Tell me, do you bless some of this, all of it, or just straight up none of it?
Probably about 20% of it.
Damn it. He couldn't even go 25%.
No.
What's the part you bless?
The part I bless is, you know, they didn't win any of those games, but they're about to win it all. But it's what we always, every year, there's that team that gets hot at the end, or there's a team that gets left out, and we're always saying, well, I wonder what happens if this team would have played. I wonder what happened if this team, like, we always talk about, what was it, 2013? What if MSU hadn't got screwed at Notre Dame and they would have had a chance at the title, but they never were allowed? in this system, Ohio State did everything that you said. They didn't win all of those games, but they then went out and they knocked out every team that was in front of them. You couldn't say, well, you didn't play anybody. They actually did, and they won games. And they were blowing people out. They took on Oregon and just the second time around destroyed them. So I understand where you're coming from, because the old college football mindset is you have to be perfect.
That's what I liked.
That's
what I liked.
Gone.
The idea that they got to lose two games
in Illinois, because you could say the same about Notre Dame. You lost to Northern Illinois. You don't deserve to be there. I like this, Mike, because it allows teams to play some meaningful games in September, and you won't be punished for this
but
if you
lose. But the counterpoint is you can lose them.
But I'm saying if you lose, it's because if not, you get cupcakes after cupcakes after cupcakes, and then we're sitting up there saying, well, strength of schedule. Well, you didn't play anybody. Well, neither did you.
Right. The ultimate hammer on this, though, is no one who won their conference championship is going to win the national title. So what was the point? That kills me. I always felt like you should have to win your conference to get into this damn thing. The idea that look, conference champion, Clemson. Conference champion, Oregon. Conference champion, Georgia. Even the teams that got to the conference title game, SMU, dog, dead. Penn State, dead. I mean, Christ, it's like you don't even have to make the game. And you're right. Notre Dame's this anomaly because they don't have a conference.
Right, they don't have a conference. They went out there and they played, Mike. But I look at this and no, they had to go through a gauntlet to get there. So, no, if they just only had to play SMU and then they're in the national title game, I totally agree with you. But they had to do it the hard way. They had to play in the home games, the opening round, then the quarterfinals, then the semifinals, and now they're there.
The other problem is if it takes $32 million to get to this level, then what are we even doing? I mean, no one can compete with that. You can't spend that.
But that's a little bit, it's misleading. Yes, they paid for three people. They paid a lot of money, but a lot of that money that they spent was just to keep their players happy and to keep their players from hitting
counts.
The portal. Yes, I know, but
$32 million.
It all counts. No. It's like you're re-signing your own players.
Right, Miami. But see, it's like Miami goes out and they're just taking everybody's players. They paid their own. They went out and got three, and they paid their own players to stick around and let's win this thing. Now, yes, it's embarrassing you didn't play for the conference. It's embarrassing you lost to Michigan. But I like this because in the bigger picture, in September, it's going to be okay next year because I think they play Texas. Or it's going to be okay if you play a tough team and you lose. That's all right. But it's going to be entertaining for the fans.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy.
They get awarded. And I hear what you're saying about September. But
oh,
it's
are
about,
mom and dad going to fight?
No,
this is always
it's
exciting.
About November for me. Because they sat here and basically they're being celebrated for losing to Michigan and sitting at home doing nothing and just looking at each other and says, man, this is sad. All right, let's prepare for the playoff. That's ridiculous. That part of it is ridiculous to me.
So basically, if you lose, you shouldn't make the playoffs.
In the old system, they would not have been in, and I'm fine with that.
Right, guys. But in the old system, it would have been like, well, look at this team. This team played better. It was the whole, hey, South Carolina should have been in, but they weren't. And, okay, well, they weren't. They didn't win their conference. They didn't do any of that stuff. But people were screaming up and down, why isn't South Carolina in there?
They also got screwed in the LSU game. If you have that LSU win, that could change the formula for them. It could change everything for them.
I'm sorry. Do you get a half win for almost?
All I'm saying is the SEC record would be different if you have an LSU win. That would be huge for their resume and may have put them, I got to look at it again, I can't remember off the top of my head, it may have put them in the almost in the SEC title game. I got to look at it, but come on.
If Ohio State beats Michigan.
Well, then I wouldn't have an argument.
They would be in the big, David, I get what you're saying, right. But because, oh, well, it's SEC, so we were going to.
No, I'm not doing it because of that.
I like the fact that, you know what? You can have a bad day. Look at Notre Dame. You can have a bad day, and your whole season doesn't go out of whack.
I agree with you. If you lose one game, I don't have a problem. They lost two. And they lost to an absolute, no disrespect, Michigan fans, you hated your own team. Don't get mad at me for this. They lost to a toilet water U of M team. I just, that's what irks me. You know what? Look, ultimately, I'm happy you're happy. They embody everything wrong with where we are.
And Mike, this is going to be good for you because next September when you're doing Cash and Ticket, you're going to be talking about good games instead of Ohio State versus Southern Illinois.
Oh, God.
You're actually going to be talking about,
I don't want to think about having to prep for another season. Just please stop.
You know,
they're at the end. He's telling you the beginning is going to be.
Right. There's LSU taking on, a good team. You're like, wow, that's actually, I think I'm going to watch that game.
David, right now, I'm like a horse who's gassed and the jock isn't even asking. Just like, you know what? We're good here. Pack it in. Oh, my God. He's already talking about next season. No.
I understand where you're coming from, but I do like the fact that,
all right. It's fine. I'm
and
happy
here's the
you're
thing.
Happy.
And all those teams that won their conference and all, they had an opportunity to make it to the national title game, and they didn't.
Right, because they got upended by a scab.
So you can't blame Ohio State because Oregon had a chance to get there. Georgia had a chance to get all of these teams that won it all, won their conference, they lost. That's not Ohio State's fault.
No, it's the fact that Ohio State's even allowed to be here.
They had to go the hard route. It was the long way. They didn't get the bye.
Well, let's
they
go
had
to
play
you know
the extra
what we
game.
Should do then? Let's just go to 16 and let's get even more stuff.
Mike, it's not going backwards.
I know it's not. I hate it all.
Okay.
All right. We'll touch table on football. I've got some volatility for people at 5. Get ready to elevate your game this postseason. FanDuel. Look, this weekend, divisional round, it's an awesome weekend of football. And yes, FanDuel has more ways to play. And they are doing the NFL same game parlay insurance as well. So put it all together. I mean, build it out. Maybe you've got to take, I think Montgomery's going to come back from being injured, score a TD. Maybe you got a JMO prop, whatever it is. FanDuel has more ways to play. It's the no sweat same game parlay by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. 21 and up, present Michigan.